Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
After last week's historic ruling by the Supreme Court that same-sex couples have the constitutional right to marry, officials in many states where gay marriage was banned immediately began issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, but not everywhere. Some places in the Deep South have held out and continue to resist issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, including in Alabama, where NPR's Debbie Elliott is. She's in Orange Beach, Alabama. Debbie, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Jeremy.
And where is the pushback coming from in Alabama?
You know, there are several probate judges here who are pushing back. A few have actually turned away same-sex couples, saying they want to wait until the Supreme Court has had a chance to revisit its decision, something that is unlikely. But the Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore has told probate judges they could wait for 25 days. But today we've had a ruling from a federal judge in Mobile who says that is not the case. You can't wait. You can't discriminate against gay and lesbian couples, and that every probate judge should comply. Then we have a different group of probate judges here who are simply getting out of the marriage license business altogether. This is happening in Alabama. It's also happened in Kentucky. They've said, you know, rather than violate their religious conviction that marriage is between one man and one woman, that they'll just close their doors instead. So that's sort of the lay of the land. You know, people are getting married everywhere in the South, but there are these pockets where people are resisting.
And where even if you're a straight couple trying to get married, you may run into some problems because the local clerk has decided they're not going to give any licenses out.
Right. You may have to go to the next county. And so I think the legal question now becomes, is that a duty of your office? And that's something that civil rights groups say they are ready to pursue in court as well. So as this plays out over this week and the following weeks, I think we're going to find that there are county officials who maybe want to stand on their religious principles and think that they have First Amendment rights to do so. The question will be, does that transfer when you hold public office?
Well, and if the federal judge's word is not enough and the Supreme Court's word is not enough, is there anything the federal government can do to compel these clerks to issue licenses to all couples?
Well, I think here again, that plays out in the courts. I think that, individuals have to start at their county level and say, hey, I've come in to get a marriage license. You're denying me this. You can file your complaint at that level, and then you can work your way up through the court system. And then if a county does not comply, a federal court could hold them in contempt. And you're talking, then you're looking at potential jail time, whether or not your county can afford to defend that. I mean, those are the types of conversations that you're confronted with. And a lot of these officials are elected officials. So, there is pressure coming at them from both ends on that. A few people, both in Louisiana and Mississippi, have actually resigned. We've had a justice of the peace in Louisiana and a county clerk of 24 years in Mississippi who have said, rather than put my name on a marriage license for same-sex couples, I'm just going to resign my post. I'm not going to be a public official anymore.
All right. Well, we'll keep following this. NPR's Debbie Elliott in Alabama. Thank you. And